Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. It is I, the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, here for another exciting edition of the, well, it's Talking Tuesday, but this is the F4L headquarters. Welcome. I am the leader, founder of the F4L, welcoming you all to the F4L headquarters for this Disney-filled episode of the Talking Tuesday. In a little short while, I got a good friend of mine coming on the show who knows a little bit more about, who may have me beat with my Disney knowledge, someone who is just equally as much as a Disney individual fan as I am, and someone who I think it should be a lot of fun, and he's also one of our featured individuals on our actual YouTube show, and he's also a fellow YouTube icon like myself, as Mike will be coming on the show in a little bit. Mike OK, as we call him on the show. Mike will be coming on. We'll have him introduce himself, and we'll hear about how he got into Disney and what his big things are. And we're going to, you know, this is going to be a little fun episode. You know, we like to have some fun here and there, and we like to keep it light sometimes. I myself am getting ready for a big trip. We're going on vacation next week. We're looking forward to that, and that's all horror-filled. This show tonight will not have any horror for the most part. It should be pretty fun and whatnot. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to learn about the things that have changed at Disney World since the last time I've been, since Mike has probably been there a lot earlier than I have. A lot sooner, I should say. More recently. That's an even better way to put it. And he's a busy guy. He's a working guy, works hard. To get everything he is. He's a fellow YouTuber, like I say, and like myself and everyone else who's a YouTuber, we all have our other types of jobs. I work in entertainment and various other types of things. And, you know, Mike does numerous jobs and stuff like that also to make ends meet or whatever. So should be a lot of fun to collaborate and talk to a fellow YouTuber and someone who we feature heavily on our show. Mike, if you guys don't know, is one half of our United States Tag Team Champions, him and Tristan. On our show, we call him Mike OK, Tristan Thanks. By the way, Tristan is not Tristan's real last name, and OK is not Mike's real last name, but it works. And, of course, Robin Yu, the trifecta of the group, he is our current United States champion. So, yes, all of OK, thank you, currently hold all of the United States championships on our show, Dream Masters, or Icons of the F4L, where OK, thank you, heavily featured, hold all of the United States championships. Well, at least until the next show, anyway, because we all know, after last night, we know they have some work cut out for them. So, should be a lot of fun. So, we're just waiting momentarily for our Mike to get on in here, and then once he comes on, we'll welcome him with flying open arms to the F4L headquarters and chat some Disney stuff. So what I want to ask people is, what are your memories of Disney? I think myself growing up, I think Disney is one of those things that transcends generations. There's always some new Disney movie that is coming out every year, whether it be animated, live action, or even with Pixar. My kids and my wife are huge fans of Disney as well. Works out well. And now Disney kind of owns all kinds of other entities. Back then it was just, you know, the mind of the great Walt Disney. And now... Now, if you look at Disney Plus, you have numerous geniuses on one platform, which has to be said, very impressive. If you look at the minds that go into making Disney Plus to be what it is, yes, we have Disney Plus. We have pretty much everything that there is to have because we think you need it. But this day and age, especially, you know, you need it sometimes. You know, being in the filmmaking business, sometimes I don't get a lot of chances to go out and just watch movies. So sometimes I have a tendency to watch it at home. It's a lot easier. So that's what I do. But my family and I are huge fans of Disney. Family favorites. We'll go into that a little bit later on. I don't want to spoil anything yet, but anyone who's watched this, has listened to this show before, has probably heard, you know, the, you know, what Disney has meant to this family anyway, and stuff like that. So should be a lot of fun. And what I think is also cool is the fact that, you know, if you're listening to this, no matter what your age is, this is something that I think anyone can get on board with and can talk about, which is pretty awesome. It's awesome when you can, you know, talk about and share a passion like, you know, a fandom of Disney. My kids, my son the other day told me, oh, speaking of which, hold on one moment, folks. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Are you there? I can.
Yes, can you hear me?
Is this good, our good friend Mike?
Hey.
This is Mike, correct? Awesome.
Yes, it is.
Hey, look at that. Technical difficulties. I was all worried that this wasn't going to work because, you know, one time it would not work. But you know what? I guess the magic of Disney helped out. Anyway.
Heck yeah.
Excuse me. Well, Mike, welcome to F World Headquarters. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. I know we've been trying to work you on in here. And this edition specifically, I said, you know what, there's only one person I can think of who is almost as much as a Disney person as I am, and that would be you, from what I've come to learn of you lately.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, I'm going to get Mike in on this, and we'll chat about some Disney stuff. So I hope you're okay with checking some Disney stuff.
I always am.
Awesome. And who knows what else. We'll go from there. You know, one thing, I was actually just doing research and preparation and stuff. It's been such a long time since I've been to Disney World, which I know you go to a lot. I was actually telling
Correct.
My son the last time I went to Disney World was – and actually, I had to do the math and come to find out it was 1987 was the last time I was at Disney World. And
really?
The only reason I found that out is, yeah, I know, right? Well, you know what it is
oh my God.
You know, as growing up, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to travel a lot. And,
yeah.
Family things, whatever. We lost the house, and the town that we lived in actually gave us a trip to Disney World.
That's awesome.
And, well... Yeah, it was really cool. Plus, the other thing was, you know, do you remember back in the day on the Disney Channel, they used to have that, you know, on the Disney Channel, with early days, you'd enter to win a trip to Disney World?
Yes, but
I
obviously
remember that.
Never
I'm going,
did,
I'm
living only about an hour away from it.
Yeah, that helps. Well, we lived up in the North Shore. We're over there in Mass, so we had a little ways to go. But I entered that at all of 7 years old. I tried entering it at 6 or 7 years old, but unfortunately, they couldn't read my writing, go figure.
Oh, no.
But that's okay because the town of Braintree felt bad for me, so they gave us a trip to Disney World anyway. My second oldest and myself went because we were the two oldest, and then my step-grandmother and my step on took us down there. You know, and since then I've kind of disassociated with a lot of them because they're not as positive as I am about life and things of that nature. And I kind of distance myself from people who are negative, if you know what I mean. So, but Disney World was a blast when I went there. But let me tell you, whenever I see someone talk about Disney World and they show, and like I was just looking online, I'm like, what is that? They didn't have that. And I had to find out, like, when was the last time I was actually there? And I saw the thing that said MGM opened in 1989. I said, that makes sense because that would put me at 1987 because, you know, it's funny how we associate memories.
It would have been just Magic
with...
Kingdom and Epcot.
Yeah, that's what I went to. When I went to Disney World last, the only things they had in existence in Orlando area was SeaWorld, Epcot, Busch Gardens, Disney World, Epcot, Busch Gardens, and SeaWorld. That was what you guys had when I went there last. There was no MGM. There was no Universal Studios. There was not. Later in life, I would go down for like a workout in the different aspect to Universal Studios for a wrestling tryout. But besides that, I never actually got to enjoy the theme park, and I've never actually seen any of the other things. So yeah, that was my last time at Disney was 1987. So that's fun how that math went. So when did you start going to Disney? Because I know you live not far away from there. And what was your memories of that back in your day?
I don't remember my first time because my dad has always grew up a Disney fan. So he was taking me. I have a photo still of, like, a physical photo too, not digital, of my dad and I in front of the castle at Magic Kingdom talking to Pluto, and I have to be 2 or 3. So I've been going forever. And then you hit those years, though, where you can't really go as much when you're a teen because, like, your parents aren't taking you anymore because you're older and you have school starting up. And then when you become a young adult, you're too busy in the working world. So there was a time where I didn't go to Disney for, let's see, I think the last time I had gone was for my 12th birthday, so in 1998, and then I didn't go again until only like a couple years ago, because when, you know, you're a young adult and you're finally making your own money and paying your own bills, you can't really go.
Sure. Right.
So
all too well.
There's a big chunk without it, but no, I remember Epcot was absolutely my favorite. See, I have this weird thing too where I get like false memories sometimes, so I absolutely have a memory of being outside at Small World, which it doesn't at Disney World. It does not go outside Disneyland. It does, and so I even had to ask my mom, "Have we ever been to Disneyland?" And she's like, "Nope." I'm like, I have this distinct memory of being outside in It's a Small World and loading in from the other side. So for years, I thought It's a Small World was in the Mexico Pavilion. And it was because I remember, I guess, the Mexico Pavilion loading outside, which, again, not true. Like, it's just these weird false memories. But
yes,
my biggest disappointment going back would have been I didn't know that they changed. At the time, I didn't know they had changed Journey into Imagination. So I brought someone on the ride, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is going to be so amazing! Get ready for this scene." And it doesn't happen.
Man.
Like the whole Dreamfinder is gone. I'm like, "What is this?"
Oh,
I know.
Man.
I also combined in my head Spaceship Earth with Horizons and World of Motion.
I think that's what I was just telling. I think that was what I was telling my son about. Is that the one that was like the NASA rocket ship and you go in, you feel like you're actually going to the moon? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, that was Journey to the Moon. That was at Magic Kingdom. You walk into this, it was the theater that eventually became Alien Escape or Extraterrestrial. Alien Encounter, not Alien Escape. And there was like, they would shake the seats and there was like a screen on the floor in front of you, and I think there was a screen above you, too, to make you feel like you were in a rocket.
Yeah.
But no, that's that Tomorrowland in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Okay.
Horizon is the one that's...
That.
Yeah. I don't really remember that one personally all that much.
I'm
trying to remember when it closed. But Horizon's was the one that's where
Mission Space
is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, one thing I have to ask is, I was on the line. I didn't see it anywhere, and I just looked at the thing. It was like a top 10 list of the best, you know, Disney rides there. The it's actually kind of cool. I guess I lucked out because the train roller coasters, I used to call it because we were younger back then. I think that would be the Thunder Mountain type of thing, the train that goes around the mountain there.
Oh,
yeah, the one
Thunder
that
Mountain,
supposedly
sorry,
yeah. That one there. Number of years ago I went on that. That was just opened. I went to that, and the thing they just unveiled was the Haunted Mansion. That was the new thing they just opened when I went. That was like the thing, and I had to go see that. My brother was
That's
terrified,
amazing.
And I loved every minute of it because he was younger. But you know, it's funny, as much as I liked going on that ride, I went with my brother and all that stuff, watching him get terrorized by it, and I thought it was a joke. But I loved it, but you know what? That was the only time I went in, one time, the entire time, and that was the ride, that was the one park when we were in Florida went to the most. And that was kind of interesting.
Magic Kingdom?
More than SeaWorld or any of that other stuff. That was Magic Kingdom, yeah. Epcot I went to twice. I like the fact that you kind of feel like when you go to eating and stuff like that, you get to experience kind of like the, you know, kind of the tourist of the world type of thing.
And we'll showcase all the different countries.
Yeah, I like that. And also, I liked Epcot anyway because I was kind of a science geek, and I always felt like
that's the perfect park for you.
Epcot was kind of cool back then. Like, I'm sure it's changed a lot since I've been there. Like, they've opened MGM Studios, they entered Universal Studios, they entered all these other crazy things since I was there last. I was just looking at the list. Like I said, they had, like, some animal safari. Like, that wasn't there. I do remember the junk.
Kilimanjaro safaris.
I remember that. They had one of the – They didn't have that when I was there. But they had, like, a boat one of that. They had, like, a actually, I want to call it the Jungle Cruise. I want to say that was that.
Yes. At Magic Kingdom, that would be the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom, yeah. That was the real thing, right? I didn't just forget about that, right?
No, it's still there.
Awesome. Well, that's nice to see. That wasn't listed as one of the cool rides, by the way. They looked like they talked about a lot of these other parts. They did talk about Rocky Mountain, whatever it's called. I didn't see Space Mountain written anywhere. Is there a reason for that?
What?
Space Mountain wasn't on the list.
For cool rides, like, I think the Jungle Cruise is super fun. I don't think it's cool, like, as in, like, oh, my God, adventurous. Like, it's funny. It's a funny ride. But how is...
Yeah.
Who wrote this? How is Space Mountain not
a
cool ride?
I'm with you on that. I was on that one... I was on that ride. It was like the best ride I've ever been on in my life. I was young. I was 7. And I thought this was the greatest thing ever. It was one of those rides you laugh tremendously throughout the entire thing. I was one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I remember it because I had a fight with my younger brother back then. And because, you know, brothers and stuff like that, you have to separate the brothers. So I got to the choice. I could go to any other theme park, and then my step-grandma was going to take my brother out to eat or whatever. So my step-on ended up taking me to I chose Disney World, of course, because why wouldn't I? Plus, it was, like, around the corner from the hotel. And as much fun as SeaWorld is, because I'm a huge animal thing, too. I love animals and stuff. But Disney World, for some reason, was the calling thing, because that meant also, because I didn't have my younger brother with me, I could do all the other fun rides I couldn't do with him there, like Space Mountain, because he was too small or whatever else.
True.
I remember Space Mountain being a blast, and when I didn't see it on the list, I'm like, wait a minute, is Space Mountain even still there? So I said, I have to ask Mike if that's still there. That has to be.
Yes. The original Space Mountain is actually Disney World, not Disneyland. They opened Disneyland's Tomorrowland without Space Mountain, and they did it. So the very first one's actually in Orlando, and it's still there to this day.
Yeah,
and I'm not
trying
to be biased, but I think we have the better one.
Yeah. Yep. It was. I keep getting them confused, even though I've been to both. I've been to Disneyland, I've been to Disney World. Disney World is the one I'm talking about, the one in Orlando. That's the one I'm referring to.
Yep.
The Disneyland one,
Magic Kingdom.
That was when I was 6. And that one I barely remember.
Huh.
That's funny how that works.
I've yet to ever go to that one, so
much.
I need to.
Disneyland over in California? I was
never
there
been.
Once.
I've been to, and, sorry?
I was there once, Disneyland. And, yeah, go figure. I don't remember much of Disneyland being a huge thing. I remember Disney World was huge. The big thing I did was Universal Studios in California. That I did.
That was
a
fun one,
a different
too.
Type of thing. Oh, my goodness. If I told you that. Do you remember Knight Rider as a kid? Did you watch Knight Rider?
I didn't watch it. I've seen a couple episodes, but it wasn't one I did, like, religiously or anything like that.
I used to watch Knight Rider. I thought it was kind of cool having this talking car or whatever. Then I went to Universal Studios, I was 5, And the car embarrassed me in front of all of the people in line. I always had a grudge after that. Because believe
really?
It or not, back then I was a very shy and timid kid back then, believe it or not. I was not this outgoing, and I would definitely never, you know, think of stepping in front of a ring of 15,000 people or, you know, stepping in front of a camera to do anything on YouTube or anywhere else back when I was younger. Forget that. I was not about that at all. I remember you probably heard of Bob Hope.
Oh, yeah.
Comedian Bob Hope. Bob Hope was there doing this stand-up comedy show. That's how long ago this was, by the way. Showing my age now. But when Bob Hope was doing the show, he had someone from Lucas come on the show, Lucas Films. And they wanted to have someone in the crowd come on stage because they wanted to show off this new equipment where you could actually come on stage and you would, like, reenact the whole E.T. flying over the moon thing. It was Lucas and Spielberg.
Cool.
My bad, Spielberg. It would have been. Unfortunately, back then, again, I was shy. I said, absolutely not, because I was the one they picked. I said, oh, no, I'm not going down there. My grandmother was not too happy with me, so because I refused to go up
because
there with
you
Bob
didn't
Hope
go
on this stage. Huh?
She was mad because you didn't go?
Yeah, she was upset because I didn't go to the stage in front of, I don't even know how many people were there. But there was a good amount of people there, enough for me to be shy, enough in front of a lot of people. And, you know, I had to, because again, the thing was you had to stand on the stage and you would sit on this bike and, you know, they would whole reenact the thing. But what was interesting is where they would show you the video and they would give you the video of you as Elliot. So in other words, they digitally take out Elliot.
That's cool.
You would be in that role and they'd do the whole thing in, as you as Elliot. And looking back now, I'm like, oh, I wish I did that now. But back then, I'm like, oh, no, I'm too shy. I'm not going to do that. And I refused to go on the stage with these, with, you know, with Bob Hope to ride this E.T. ride, this E.T. thing. Kind of like when I was in the car with Kit, Knight Rider Cat, the car. He would ask me my name. It took him over 20 minutes to get him my name out of me. I said, oh, you wouldn't like my name. It's a really bad name. It's really crazy. It's a really lame name. And finally, he was like, okay, it's Sean, because that's my actual name. Most people know me as Jazz or Sean or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But as a kid back then, I was very shy and very timid. I didn't want to tell the car my own name. You know, I told him, and I remember talking to him about Michael and where was Michael at the time, because it was just the car there. And he was like, oh, he's off doing something, whatever. And then I'm walking back from the car, which they had in the middle of this island thing. And you had to walk over a bridge back to where all these people were. And there was a long line. I mean, you've been to Disney World and you could probably have been to Universal Studios. Probably like that there then. And
oh, wow.
Over the loud little speaker in the car, he goes, by the way, I don't think Sean's such a lame name. And I was mortified. Because
nice.
I was mortified. But anyway, getting back to Disney, because they would never embarrass me. No, it's cool, though.
Well,
I have a lot of good memories of Disney World, but it's changed a lot, I'm guessing.
Oh, no, yeah. Now they might. There are definitely interactive shows where people get called on for stuff, so some people do not like that.
Well, now I don't mind it so much. I mean, now it's definitely not the case now. Now you can't get me
up.
You got a camera? Give it, you know. So one of those deals.
That's how I am.
But, yeah, I know. That's what I know. That's why he's doing so well, even in the video game world. So it's good. So anywho, so what are the things you enjoy going to, when you go to Disney World? And I'm talking about Orlando now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll forget about Disneyland because I don't have much of a memory of that. But what are the rides you really look forward to going to? What's the takeaways when you go to Disney World?
Well, normally what I like to do is at Magic Kingdom – my favorite rides, I like to get the mountains out of the way. So Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Thunder Mountain. And those are my three go-to there. And then I'll do, like, Haunted Mansion and everything like that.
You do the Haunted Mansion?
I know. I do.
Okay. No, that's just because...
not very
I'm just surprised
horror.
By okay,
yeah,
I'll
it's
give you
not.
That.
I
well,
mean,
yeah,
I know it's
I'll give
not
you
very.
That.
Oh, yeah, I don't do
right.
Like Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. I won't do that. Haunted Mansion, I'll do no problem.
I see.
So definitely the mountains at Magic Kingdom at, let's go in order of when they opened, Epcot. I love to do Test Track every time, but sometimes it's down, or sometimes the line is just way too long. It's like, eh, not this time. That's the one of the good things about being a local pass holder. Like, I can go and be like, I'll do it next time. Where there are these families that, you know, come from, you know, other countries or other parts of the country, and they plan, and then it might be their only time they ever get to go in their lives. And so they're like, they're going to stay in line for the 3 hours it takes, where I'm just like, I'll do it again. Test Track, Soarin' is always good. I've got to go on Journey into Imagination. It's still one of my old-time favorite classics. You know, it's changed. There's no Dreamfinder anymore. Spaceship Earth, though. That is definitely I need to ride Spaceship Earth every time. Especially because until COVID hit, it was going to be down for refurbishment. So there was actually a time in 2019 where I thought it was going to be my last time riding it for a couple of years. That project got held off because COVID shut everything down. At Hollywood Studios now, absolutely Smuggler's Run and Rise Resistance if I can get a virtual ticket. But Smuggler's Run in the pilot position is one of, if not my favorite ride at Disney now. So definitely that one. Not Tower of Terror. That is my least favorite ride. I've only been on it once and never again. I still never want to do it again. I hate drop rides. I can't. So, like, at Universal, I can't do Dr. Doom. Like, I hate them.
You're talking about the one where they just drop the car kind of a thing? Is that kind of like the, what do they call it, the elevator kind of thing? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The elevator shaft.
We had one of those down where my neck of the way is. I never went on it down there because it didn't exist yet. But up my way, we have one of those. That's actually how, you're lucky. we had something.
I like them.
I don't blame you, though. You know what? They are – it is kind of a – you have to be ready for those. They're not for everybody.
No.
Cool,
although
though.
Usually everyone I'm with, whenever we go, loves them, so I end up staying down in the lobby. Because the bottom, like, the gift shop is kind of the lobby. Yeah, I end up waiting. But whatever.
I don't blame
I'm not going to be like,
that's
no,
okay.
We can't go on this because I don't want to. I'm like, I'll wait. You guys go on. Enjoy it.
Sure.
And then Animal Kingdom, if I can, again, sometimes the line is way too long, but I almost said Soarin' again. Flight of Passage from Pandora, from Avatar, and Everest, definitely.
Wow. I wish they had the Animal Kingdom when I was there last. That would have been cool. I like animals.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
You would love it. There's definitely there's a couple of walking trails, too, one that's kind of India-themed and one that's more Africa-themed. So that's really cool. And then Everest is a blast. Everest is always a blast. I'll still admit, Avatar still feels a little out of place because, first of all, it's not real. Well, I guess it is now because it was owned by Fox. So technically it is now a Disney property, but it wasn't at the time. So as cool as it is, it's a cool area, really well themed. It just always felt out of place. But, you know, I'm used to it now. And Flight of Passage is really cool. It's really fun.
Cool. Now, when you go to the – I'm sorry, keep going. Sorry. Leave me cut
you off.
I
was going to say, what about you? What were your go-to rides? Like, if you could go right now, what would you –
Well, you know, as much as it has been a while, probably some of the rides probably don't even exist anymore because I saw that some of them got canceled. I didn't look through the whole list because I don't want to get my heart broken or anything. But when I went there, I really enjoyed the Space Mountain. I went on that like twice in one night because that was that one time. I like Pirates of the Caribbean. I thought that was a lot of fun, a little different. The Haunted Mansion was a blast just watching, you know, everyone else get terrified or whatever. I thought it was hysterical. Because stuff like that, I automatically just laugh at because I'm like, please. It was like they put little, like, fun little jokes into it, too. And it's like, I have a multi-class sense of humor. So I can see the sense of humor in weird things like that. So I actually didn't mind the Small World as much as people despise that ride for some reason. I never minded it.
I like it.
You know what I don't like, though? I was actually going to ask you this. So everyone has their, their favorite parts of a place and the least favorite. So I don't even know if this place is still there or not. So I'm not going to say what it is yet. I want to see if you're in the corners of this one. Is there a specific attraction there that you do not like to go to or avoid in theme park?
At Magic Kingdom, ride-wise, not that I hate it, but I honestly don't think it's worth the wait. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It's a fun ride, but it's usually one of the longest, like well over an hour wait, and it's such a short ride. And
I think I remember that too, actually.
You wouldn't remember that one. That one came, if you weren't there, that one is relatively new.
Okay, no, I didn't go to
the
new one.
7 years old.
Something else. What is it? I was seven.
But
I was definitely seven.
Yeah, so definitely wasn't that. I think that one came out in like 2012 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I
definitely when it opened.
That's
but that one, not that I don't like it, but it's just never worth the wait. Like, if we get there and there's been a time where it's been a 30-minute wait, I'll do it. But usually it's over an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not worth an hour wait.
Right.
I might get blasphemed for this, but Peter Pan, I definitely don't think is worth the giant wait it normally is, even though it's a classic ride. That one's over real quick.
What's the Peter Pan ride?
Again, Tower of Terror, just because I don't like it. What?
Mm-hmm. And what's the Peter Pan ride?
Peter Pan ride is right across from It's a Small World, and it's your quote-unquote flying, because it's actually hanging. Most rides are the tracks are on the bottom. This one, the tracks are on the top.
I remember that. Yep.
With the pirate ships.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat, but it's definitely – I went on it again recently. I went on it as a kid, and then again, we'd always gone, and it was – way too long, but one time we got like a fast pass for it, and I'm like, let's do it, and it just was like over so quick. I'm like, why is this wait like an hour and a half?
What's funny is I found out that most rides at like those amusement parks or carnivals are actually really, really quick. It's the waiting in line, the anticipation of going in line, that takes the longest. A ride in general
is
over in about a minute. What's that?
Yeah. Which is why I enjoy places like Disney and Universal, because at least sometimes they make the line interesting. They make it part of the ride, like things to see,
like
things
that
to possibly do. Or like, because I know in Haunted Mansion, they now added this place where the kids can like, well, anyone can, but usually kids do. It's like touchable things that they touch and then stuff happens. So it's more,
you're not
standing between like a bunch of rails, and that's it. We'll just wait your turn.
Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
You have stuff to do now. Yeah.
Right.
But for me,
the
only
like
ride
the
I don't like
too.
To go on. Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I also like the submarine ride as well, if I remember it correctly. I don't know if that's still there or not.
It's
2,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea does not exist. No, they actually demolished the whole thing and filled up it's New Adventureland now. And that's actually where that was, is where Seven Dwarfs Mine Train went. And Pooh was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. But no, that's exactly where the ride I just mentioned is what replaced that ride.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
It kind of still exists at Disneyland.
It's
slightly rethemed as like a Nemo ride, but it's gone at Disney World.
That's awful. Anyway, I like that too. But for me, I know you were talking about the rides. Those rides, I can understand that, because if you don't like heights, a lot of those ones aren't going to be good anyway. And waiting in line takes forever and all that. That makes sense. But, I couldn't stand the Tiki Room.
Really?
Do you know the Tiki? Want me to tell you why?
It's still there.
If you get there, I knew it was going to be still there. It's going to be haunting me till the day I die, I swear.
It's a classic.
It's one of those playful things, though. It's not like I hate the ride in a malicious way. It's just, when we were there, and, you know, because Pirates of the Caribbean, when I went, wasn't that far away from there, and other things weren't far away from there, and to do a lot of the rides was right around that tiki hut thing. I also enjoyed the Country Bears, which we'll get into when we start talking about a few Disney movies and stuff. That I didn't mind, but the tiki room, all I can hear is the theme in my head. Whenever I go, I can close my eyes, I can still hear that thing. And I came home from Disney when I was 7, and I couldn't get that out of my head for like 3 or 4 weeks straight. All I could hear is "Come to the tiki 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 room," and it was kind of annoying because it was on a loop back then. It was just nonstop. What's that?
I was just singing the theme song for it.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate it. Yeah,
You're welcome.
I remember most of it. We did the show once because I said, oh, we got to see what the heck this is. Finally, we've seen it, but then turns out we didn't even need to, because as you're sitting outside or anywhere around there, the PA system was so loud you could hear it anywhere in that area. And a lot of the things we went to a lot during that time was in that area, so we couldn't escape that song. So it wasn't like that I actually don't like the birds or anything. It's just that's always in my head. And, yeah, that was one thing I'll know. I'm not really fond of that one because it just stuck in my head forever. And unfortunately, someone found a snippet of it and sent it to me, and I was not happy about it. Oh, anyway. So, yeah, it's awesome stuff. Now, the
I like the tiki room.
You like the tiki room, do you?
I do.
It doesn't get on your nerves at all?
No.
Okay.
No, it's
that's cool, though.
Apparently,
if
though, I never got
it.
To see the... I didn't get to see the reimagined. There was one where they tried to make it more Disney IP, like intellectual property. So they added Iago and from Aladdin and Zazu from Lion King, and it was called Tiki Room under new management. And apparently that was so bad, and everyone hated it. And they weren't going to change it back, but then something caught on fire, and then they ended up changing it back.
Well, I guess that's a sign. I guess.
No. Never got to experience it.
No.
No.
Probably lucked out.
But apparently you could still look it up online.
Interesting. Now, the pass you're talking about, is that something people in Orlando get or in the area get, or is that something you actually have to pay for, or how does that work?
Oh. Yeah, no, it's an annual pass. Right now they paused it because they didn't want any new annual pass holders with COVID. But I think it's going back into effect in October for the 50th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there are different tiers, at least in Orlando. It's slightly different than Disneyland, because Disneyland gets most of their sales and most of their activity from locals, whereas Disney World, it's mostly out-of-towners and people mm-hmm. from other countries and stuff like that and tourists. So they want more local people, too, to kind of join. But it's there are tiers. There's platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. And then under that, there's, like, Epcot after 4. So you can go to Epcot, like, any day, but only after 4 o'clock. But, it's great. You get a discount on restaurants and merchandise and literally, it changed because of COVID. Hopefully it'll go back, but we don't really know. But it literally, like right now, say tomorrow I don't have work and I just go, you know what? I want to go to Disney. I just drive and I walk in. Like, that's that. I have an annual pass.
That's awesome.
Now, because of COVID, yeah. You have to, quote, unquote, create a reservation. So you have to, because they want to control how many people are there. So if the park hits capacity, they don't want you to come in. But, it's depending on the tier, it's a certain amount per month. So I think mine's like 40-something a month.
Mm-hmm. And which tier are you at?
I was gold, which there are different blackout dates, too. With platinum, there are no blackout dates. You can go any day. With gold, there are slightly fewer, more blackout dates. I went down to silver because blackout dates are – spring break, winter break, and summer. And the thing is, I don't really care because those days are the busiest times anyway, and I don't want to go when there's, you know, hours upon hours of waiting and just crowds everywhere. So it's like, I don't mind having blackout dates because those are the most crowded. So whatever.
Right. Makes sense.
So I'm at silver right now.
And what does silver get you?
Silver gets me every day, except for those. I'm sorry?
So silver would be every day except for the ones that are blacked out or whatever. Is that what you said?
Yep. Yes. Oh, and then free parking and then your discounts. The photo pass is only with gold and higher. And then the water parks. Any of the four parks access to whatever. Like, I could literally do all four parks in one day if I wanted to. That's a thing people do.
Oh, wow. I feel like that would take a lot of time. It's hard enough to get into the entire Disney, like the world, the whole Disney World itself, the Magical Kingdom, let alone the entire
thing. Well, that's why you do the transportation. So a lot of people will park at, like, Magic Kingdom and then take the monorail, do a couple of things at Magic Kingdom, go take the monorail to Epcot, take the Skyliner from Epcot to Hollywood Studios, and then take like a bus back, grab your car and go to, or take like a bus to Animal Kingdom and then go. So you got to use their on-site transportation.
Wow.
It's free.
I remember the monorail. That was something we had too. That was kind of cool.
Oh, the monorail's fun.
Bailey, I remember the monorail. I remember because we didn't use it a heck of a lot, but we used it a couple times. It was fun. I feel like I'm from an area where we use a lot of trains, so it's like we're used to trains, but not that fast.
I've actually never technically been on a passenger train.
A what train?
I've never really been on a passenger train. I've done subway, like when I went to Asia, and I've done, but never like with car, with like Harry Potter type train, where it's like there are little rooms and stuff that you slide the door open. I've never done that.
Like Amtrak kind of a thing, huh?
Yeah. Nope.
It's kind of like Amtrak. Amtrak has that. No, I don't blame you. I haven't done Amtrak. I do. Up my way, we have a lot. We have what they call a commuter rail, and we have, you know, obviously, you know, regular train. We call regular trains on a regular basis. That's how you get around in the city, because it's a lot cheaper, and no one wants to drive into Boston because it's insane. So, it's easy
to
take
I've driven through Boston.
Oh yeah, that's exciting. Excellent. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But I'm used to it, so it doesn't.
It is.
I don't even bat an eyelash at it. So
that's true.
It's cool stuff. So, So, you know, I know you probably have the Disney Plus. I'm going to guess. I hope, right?
Yep, sure do.
See how I jump around like that? It's good, right? Nice. So we're talking
ADHD,
about Disney World.
I'm jumping around.
I'm looking for. Huh? I'm good like
I have ADHD, so I'm absolutely used to jumping around.
That's awesome. At least you can keep up. That's a good thing. I guess that means maybe it's a good world. Yeah, good stuff. No, but I'm actually, like I said, I'm wanting to try to get my own kids to Disney World. They've never even been to Disney World yet, and I haven't been there, like I said, since 87. So I think it's about time I make my trip down there at some point. But I want to wait till everything else is done first. So we'll wait for that.
A good call.
And then, but I'm also like you. I kind of liked it when there's usually no one there. But I just realized that I have to find the off times because that I have no problem doing going when no one else is there. And Florida is one of those places that, you know, wintertime down there is like our summertime here. kind of an idea like that, you know. So, you know, that's how that would work. But I wanted to talk to you about some stuff on the Disney Plus, because I know you have the Disney Plus, as I do. I'm guessing anyway that you did, because you talk about some shows that are on there. And I wanted to get your opinion on a few things on the Disney Plus. Being someone, I also have Disney Plus, because, you know, my wife would probably not want to hang around if we didn't watch Disney Plus. We watch everything. We have everything, because you need to these days. Now, as far as Disney Plus goes, what are your go-to shows on Disney Plus?
Let me pull it
and
up.
How
right
often
now
do you visit Disney Plus?
Almost daily, depending on if I'm too busy or not. I'll try to. I love Disney Plus. Like, I've said that if I had to get rid of all of my streaming services, I'm pretty sure I would take Disney Plus out of everything. I have Disney Plus, HBO Max, Discovery Plus. And it'd be hard between, like, Discovery Plus. I love all their shows, too. But probably just it's so much nostalgia for me because Disney Plus, their entire thing, you can go back. There's a cool little, I guess, section where it divides their movies and shows by years, or decades. Called, like, throughout the decade.
Yeah, I know.
So you can go back and see everything that came out in the 30s, everything that came out, and, like, that's really cool to me.
Let's
see what's on my watch list. Oh, I'd say the number one thing people need to watch is Tangled, the animated series. That was fantastic.
Was it? Tangled.
Oh, yeah. It's still good.
That's all. I'm going to have to listen.
Oh, yeah, no.
My wife
watches
the one of the Marvel shows. My wife does.
Yeah? Seen all of those. Those are all fantastic as well.
Yeah.
Let's see. I've got Mighty Ducks, Assembled, Iron Man, the animated series, Disney Gallery, Tangled, the Mickey Mouse shorts, One Day at Disney. Like, I've got quite a few things. DuckTales. Oh, the new DuckTales.
Oh.
Do that. That
they have a
and
new
Tangled,
DuckTales?
The animated series.
Wait,
they do.
DuckTales?
They rebooted DuckTales.
Oh, man. How is it?
It's already over. It was only 3 seasons.
Of course it is. Well, at least I can catch up to it one day. Disney DuckTales. I think I remember when that was. Well, I remember the old one. No, I feel bad for
today's
generation.
Too.
They don't have the cartoons we have. You know, I feel bad for them.
Yeah,
and I also watched that Mighty Ducks show too. That was the new Mighty Ducks.
That was really good.
You know, I'm glad someone else actually watches it because I was like, am I the only one watching this? A long time ago when I was working on a few of my early films, I had some of the people who were on that show in my movie. So it's nice to see when they go on to do bigger and better things. And I'm still making
really?
My films locally and doing everything else I do. It's kind of cool. But I really like, I mean, I am a big, you know, I like a lot of the Disney sports movies anyway. But then again, there's not a lot of movies in Disney producers I don't like. So that's a little, that's a tough call. I mean, I like a lot of their stuff. I think sometimes they can go, I think they can do away with a lot of the prequels and sequels and all that stuff. I kind of would, you know, would wish they would not do it as many of those because I think they lose their magic after the first or second one. That's my only opinion.
Yeah.
But I like the new Mighty Ducks, and I did find out they did got green-lighted for another season, so I'm excited for that. Yeah, that's a lot of work goes on in there. It's a lot of, you know, it's funny, you know, when you're in the entertainment world, right, you look at a budget like that. I don't know if you've, you know, you've worked in film as well. I'm going to, you've done that before too, correct? Okay, good. So I'm not like,
yeah.
But anyway, it's when you see, like, the cast right there and you know, like, people are worth and stuff, what the people are getting or whatever, and you can see kind of, like, how is this show able to afford all these things at one time, you know? It's really, really cool stuff, you know, because I know how some of those people can be very, some of those things are very expensive. But what I liked about that show is done very modestly, but still I know a lot of money was dished out to make it. which is cool.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's unfortunately sometimes a thing where people just want to make extra content because they want to make more money.
Content. Yeah, and they lose the focus. I think that's what happens with the sequels and stuff like that. They see that the first one did really well, so let's, you know, jump on that rather than just kind of like with Snow White and just leave it. Well, no, I think they did a sequel to that 2 years later, too. Anyway. I have to go back to my vault of memory. But so let me ask you about Disney movies now. Now, what are both the Disney movies are you drawn to? What do you like for Disney movies?
Are you talking like what specifically draws me to Disney movies, or which Disney movies specifically am I drawn to?
Well, I know the ones you're pretty much drawn to. Like I know you love Tangled. Tangled's probably one of your top five, I'd say, probably top of three.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yep. So
if
you were to take a top four, what would they be, and what do each of those four mean to you?
Oh, boy. Top.
I know, right?
Tangled for sure.
Because everything I do in life is in fours, you know. I don't know if you knew this, which is more challenging than it sounds.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Let's see. Tangled? I'm going to count, like, classic Disney stuff.
Okay.
As in, I'm not going to count Star Wars under this because it didn't start as Disney. And same thing with, like, Marvel. They didn't start as Disney.
Right.
So I'm going to kind of take those out of that. Because otherwise, it would be Star Wars,
Pixar?
Star Wars, Star Wars, and Star Wars.
Right.
Yes, I will, because that kind of pretty much, especially with Toy Story, it pretty much started as is like the main Pixar stuff started under Disney.
Sure.
To an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Tangled, Aladdin, Lion King. I'm kind of going over it because I'm rewatching a bunch of them. I went back and just rewatched I used that decade thing, so I started at the 30s and just started to watch every movie.
Oh, man.
My gut says Beauty
and
the Beast.
Well, I'm going to be happy that you said that, by the way. The second one you said, that is one of our family favorites right there.
Aladdin?
Aladdin.
Oh, it's great.
One of her she lives in Aladdin.
Yeah.
And
Aladdin
was
my up there until Tangled.
Right.
I'm trying to think more recently, too. I mean, Frozen's great. Both of them are fun. probably Beauty and the Beast, fourth.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So I'd say, Tangled, Aladdin, Lion King, and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, it's tougher than a salad you have labeled in fours, huh?
Yeah.
For me, too. Because especially since they have such an amazing work, you know? What's that?
I'm good at lifting, remember?
Yeah, I remember. But, you know, I think we both know that you are destined to do things other than just lists, correct?
That's true.
I know. I know a lot of people probably, you know, going, not to go too far off, but I know a lot of people probably know you from the, and I just realized we never even introduced you to everyone who you are and how you know.
Hi.
So allow me to why don't you tell people a little bit of why they are familiar with, maybe they're familiar with you, and why you're so good with lists and so forth. Sorry about that.
Well, no, we're both talkers, so it kind of just, you know, happened, and my name is Michael Estrin, and if you have heard of me before, most likely it'll be from the old YouTube channel called List 25. I was at first the voice, and then I became the first official face of List 25, because we actually only did voiceovers previously, and then I suggested, hey, the audience might want a face to connect to. And I was there for 5 years. And so that's probably where the videos are still up, but unfortunately it's been turned into AlphaPaw. But if you still look up List 25, it'll bring up AlphaPaw, but they have all their backlog is still there. I don't think as of yesterday, because I was showing someone at work, they should still be all there. Should still all mm-hmm. be there. And so what List 25 mm-hmm. was, why I joke about being good at lists, it was This is the elevator pitch I always gave. It's 25 items, all in list format, but the topic changes. Because that's what I noticed. People are like, oh, what's it about? I'm like, it's not really about anything in particular. Because the list, it depends on what the topic is. But, yeah.
So,
I did... Let's see. I mean, I'm going to do this again. So, over the top of my... In the 5 years on there, let's, on average, 25 topics times five. So how many weeks? Hang on, I gave you this. 52 times five times 25 times five. On average, let's just take the average. That means in my tenure there, I would have listed off 32,500 different facts. So, right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How many of those do you
25?
Remember?
Quite a bit. Like, there definitely
yeah.
might be ones that once you start saying it, it'll recall, but there are definitely ones I would not have known before that, and now I remember. But, yeah.
Interesting.
It was fun. I loved
it. And now you and the crew had left, and now you are who again?
Correct. We, List 25 was sold in 2018, and the new boss decided that's not really what he wanted to do anymore, so he fired everyone. But we wanted to continue doing stuff on YouTube because we like entertaining people. So we know a lot of people will know us through List, but as much as we loved List 25, it didn't really allow for creativity because the list is spitting out facts, you know, and there's only...
Mm-hmm.
so much creative stuff you can do when you have to, the sky is blue, but you know, the clouds are white. Those are facts. Nothing, I can't change that. And that's factual.
Mm-hmm.
So we
right.
wanted to be more creative because we are. And so Tristan and I created a YouTube channel called Okay, Thank You, where we could do whatever we want. And so we started out kind of doing lists, because that's what people knew, but then we realized we wanted to do more skit-based things and stuff that
mm-hmm.
the original stuff that we've created and come up with, and so that's what we've been doing lately. We just put
and
on
I've
one,
loved everything, by the way.
Last week? Thank you.
Yeah.
We know it's different, and we know it's going to be
favorite.
Kind of a shell shock for people. Which one?
That was probably one of my favorites, just because, you know what, here's the thing for me, like, because I always look at things in several different ways, partly because of the film part of it, part of it also because of my human services part of it, but also I like to separate things from things anyway. But the fact that I know that you're not only fun at doing, like, scary things, and I remember every conversation I've had with somebody with one of those things, and I know that you're not overly fond of a lot of scary type of things or horrors type related
Correct.
Things, which is why, by the way, you'll notice you've never really faced anyone on the show, on my show, who was really too scary. Because I know that, because I have a lot of respect for you and stuff like that. Except for that time that Robin of your show challenged the Horror Connection and retired them because you guys beat them to oblivion. But anyway,
heck yeah.
But when I saw you, the last one you did with the puppet, that was, you know, huge for you. For me, I thought I was really happy for you because I remember before you said how it's hard for you to do a lot of scary things. You don't really like to do a lot of horror stuff. That was pretty interesting, but the one before that, like almost like the spinoff of the zombie apocalypse, also very entertaining, by the way. But the monk, you know, I have a thing for Muppets anyway, so that's partly what it is. But also, the fact that you were able to do a lot of that stuff, where a lot of people would think that was, you know, for someone who can get, you know, freaked out by little horror stuff, that was really impressive. So, kudos to you, my friend.
It's a little, I appreciate it, but I'm going to let you know it is a little different filming it because it's not scary to film because you're seeing all the behind the scenes stuff. So, like,
mm-hmm.
it might have come across as scary, but sitting there, like, we were laughing and joking, and it was, like, you know, some stupid
oh,
stuff, like, with the monkey. We were making him say dumb stuff and just, like,
right.
And so watching it is a totally different thing. Like, I have made, if you look on Tristan's personal personal YouTube channel, you'll see there's actually one that I kind of wrote, directed, and I had a little cameo in, and it was pretty much kind of a horror thing, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because I'm the one dealing with the behind the scenes stuff that it's okay. It's I'm just not going to sit down and watch them. Like, I have too big of an imagination. I can't, I won't be able to watch it.
I get you for that. I get you there.
So,
I completely
it's still
understand
fun.
That, but yeah. And I understand how it is working on the things too. You're correct. A lot of the times when you work on a set and you see how it really works out, it actually takes away that fear aspect on set. So you're right. That is something.
Like,
you know, sometimes that can still be a challenge for some people to be around something of that nature. I want to watch it back. Some people can't watch themselves back. You know, some people like that too. I'm not one of them.
Yeah, I've never understood. I understand from an aspect of I have empathy for people, but for me, never have I been like, oh, I don't like watching my stuff back. I'm like, yeah. No,
right.
I have that thing. There's a lot of people that hear their voice differently than when it comes out. Like, you get those people that they'll record their voice and listen to it, like, oh, that's what I sound like. I've never had that.
Yeah.
How I hear myself is how I sound.
Right.
I do not have that
disconnect. Well, that's good. Well, the fun part there's a scientific part of that stuff, but that's not what this show's for.
Sure.
But, you know, I think you guys are doing great things over there, and I just wanted to take a moment to give you that kind of praise because you guys do a lot of good work over there. You're more than just giving lists. And I know that the many live streams you guys have attempted, I feel badly because so many people tried to troll. I'm sorry, did I say troll? I didn't mean to say troll, but.
Yeah,
so many people like to, I mean, you have
inquire.
Some good people there. And what's that?
Inquire about said lists?
Yeah, or people who just kind of, I don't know, me personally, I tend to see, you know, when people are trying to give, either intentionally trying to incite you guys or whatnot, I my instincts automatically want me to go and, you know, automatically want to make them a character, make you guys pummel them. But that's something I just avoid doing because it's probably not going to get us anywhere. But, you know, I just want to let you guys know I have a lot of respect for you and Tristan and Robin, you know, professionally. And I think you guys are doing a great job over there. And especially, and I know being a YouTuber and stuff like that, because I too am a YouTuber and everything else I got to do, like you do a lot of things as well. And I don't think people really know or understand what it is to be a YouTuber or to do something in YouTube. I accidentally found YouTube because I'm always late to the party with that kind of stuff. The only reason I even found YouTube was because someone put my old wrestling promos on YouTube and they said, oh, let's make this your gimmick where you're going to be a YouTube sensation. And then my automatic question is, what's YouTube? So that's how I got introduced to YouTube way back when YouTube was, you know, starting, I guess. And over the time, I've seen guys like you guys, you know, who I watched. I'll admit, I did start seeing you guys on the list because, you know, that stuff's interesting. But it wasn't so much the list as much as the chemistry between you and Tristan. That's something I thought was natural. And then when you guys did your own thing, I said, yes, that needs to be a thing. And then Robin came into play, and each of you guys have such a personality, and that's why I initially made you guys part of our show, because when I started the initiative for what I'm doing now, my thing, I said, you know what, these guys need to be known more than just on here. They have more, you know, they have more reach, so, which is why I made you guys, you know, wrestling characters, and now you guys all hold the United States Championships.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, again, not – that's, of course, not something I have control over, as you know. You probably knew that. I think you know that by now.
Yeah.
That is the kind of the thing a lot of people don't understand, which – let me ask you this as a YouTuber kind of a thing, right? When someone – when do you feel like you have to always have to explain something to someone over and over again, what you would hope you wouldn't have to? You would think people would catch on after a while. Do you have that with any of your videos?
So – yes and no. This is going to sound so vague, but with certain things, no. But with certain things, yes, because – but with – like, again, we have to keep explaining – like, we have been off of List 25 for a year and a half now, and we still get
at
people
least.
Who goes, oh, my God, I didn't know you guys left. What happened? And it's like – but the thing
late
is,
to the party.
To us – yeah – to us, I understand it can be a little annoying to be like, oh my God, I've answered this 800 times. But you have to realize we had 3 million subscribers. Not
right.
all 3 million people are going to know right at once. So you're going to have, there's a reason why when you're listening to a radio show and you hear the interviewer
right.
going about 8 times an hour, all right, we're back with so-and-so or we're here with so-and-so. It's
yep.
because you don't know who's tuning in when. Not everyone tuned in immediately. So,
and that's exactly
we
it.
We do
right.
have to repeat our, yeah, we do have to
right.
repeat ourselves, but that's because not everyone heard it.
Right.
So, yes, we have on multiple occasions had to be like, yes, we left, we're gone, and here's our story again and everything like that. But, you know, that comes with the territory of having that many fans is not everyone's going to hear everything at the same time or
You're
ever.
Right.
You know, maybe there's some people who just don't come back and, you know, they subscribe and then left and just forgot to unsubscribe. So,
sure, right.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. Because as far as, like, our show, my show, for example, where I have to always tell people, we have no control over the outcomes. I don't think people understand how that works.
Yeah.
And I tell people, I don't know who's going to win and lose. I just book the matches. I have no idea. It's like, may the best person win. That's basically how it works. And then I
yeah.
have to explain to them how technicalities of video game works. I said, you're talking to the wrong guy. I mean, the whole thing, you know the whole story, how it started. I told you that a long time ago, how that started. But, you know,
yep.
I just want to say, again, thank you guys for always being a part of that. And even though
sure.
you guys may not have been on YouTube doing your show on you, okay, thank you guys. We're getting ready to do the stuff you're doing now, which is amazing stuff. You are still on YouTube almost on a regular basis, at least 3 times a month on our show anyway.
We're trying.
You know, either defending a title or, you know, doing something. We actually – a lot of the times you guys are the measuring sticks of what they call factions. So if there's a new faction that comes in, you know, you guys don't really tend to like other factions coming in. So tendingly, you guys are the measuring stick sort of a thing since you guys have been around for a year. Almost, has it been a year? Yeah, about a year, I think, since they started the initiative.
Something like that.
And yeah. Well, we just, you know, I'm really proud of the work that you guys are doing, and that's why I do what I do. That's why I have people like yourself and Tristan and those guys and these other people who are part of the show on a regular basis on my show, because the world needs more people like you guys, more people like us who kind of have this creativity, who have this reach, who have, you know, a message to, that needs to go out, you know what I mean? And that's one of the reasons why if I can help someone, I will, you know what I mean? So if I can help
for sure.
someone by building them as a character and making them a, you know, a wrestler that'll reach out. I mean, I just looked at my demographics the other day, which I didn't even know was a thing. I never look at that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else's job, but I had someone look at that and I realized that we have all kinds of people. You know how it is with emails, I'm sure. But if I showed you the emails mm-hmm. I get from people or the messages I get from people, I mean, you'd be like, oh, well, I'm glad I'm doing this. You know, I have people who are on the show who are so thankful that they're part of this show that it's brought out a lot of them. There's people who watch the show who aren't on our show who are fans. For example, there's someone who likes Robin who always is inspired by his pirate thing and whatnot. They're always asking me about Robin and when he's going to wear the pirate thing. I said, you know, whatever else, when he won the United States title. By the way, pass along to Robin that, you know, he has a fan base. Tristan is also got a fan. You have your fan. Everyone has their own little fan bases. I get emails about each of you guys and everybody else. I just don't,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Tell everyone, you know, what everyone else does because that's, you know, I'm not going to bore you guys with my stuff, you know. But I want to let you guys know, you guys are actually making a difference outside of just what your guys are doing. You guys are actually inspiring people, showing what it's like to be real. And during the whole last year, when you guys doing those lives, you guys were real. And I literally respect a lot of that. And some of them I may be able to join. Sometimes with work and stuff like that, as you can understand, I can't do them all the time. But, you know, I
sure.
think you guys have a great little thing working out there. And I think that it's awesome that you're a fan of Disney and doing all this cool stuff. So I just wanted to say thank you in the middle of the show before we, you know, continue and start getting the – wrap it up as we've been talking for a little while now, but Just want to give you that little bit of a thing, give you that feedback. You guys are doing great work, and it's an honor to have you guys on the roster. And it does make me feel good when I see that when I feature you guys on the show, or the people on the show, and not only are they, you know, getting a kick out, you guys seem to enjoy. I think I never know who is messaging who from your thing. So I'm going to guess who does, I don't know who does the, who does your thing for Instagram? Is that each of you or only you? Who is that?
So it's mostly me. The problem with our Instagram lately is because there's really only four of us, when we film stuff, there's usually not someone who can take pictures. So Robin and I have the access to that one. But usually when it comes to answering fans and stuff like that, it's usually me. I'm the more talkative one.
Okay. Because I got a thing. I thought it was from I think it was from Tristan. I'm not even certain.
He might have.
It was from Tristan, or if it was you correcting my spelling of him. I wasn't sure. It was something about, you know, I want to see more of Tristan, and I didn't know I was such a, you know, something like that, and, you know, this really brightens up my day or something like that. That was that you? I don't expect you to remember all your messages, but.
No, that was probably him.
I got to tell you, that made my day. I said, oh, I'm glad it's helping everyone else out. I'm glad he likes this. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's amusing that Tristan, who looks like the quietest mouse in the room on your lives, whatever, is actually out of the group of you guys. He's usually the one who's usually flying around the ring and doing all these crazy things. As the ongoing joke is, it must be all that fencing. But you have
of course it is.
Like I said, you guys hold all the United States titles, so there you go. There's a lesson for that, because remember, I have no control of that. That's your own work doing that, so there you go. All right, back to Disney after plugged your YouTube, and now people know that you're a fellow YouTuber and stuff.
Correct.
So there you have that. So back to Disney and stuff like that. So let's say, for the sake of argument, you have a playlist. What are your Disney songs on the playlist?
Well, funny you should ask that, because I actually do have a Disney playlist on Spotify.
I have three.
If you look up my name, I think I come up and you can see it. I literally have – so my Disney Spotify is from – okay. I have all the songs from all the Disney movies I've seen. I actually haven't seen Princess and the Frog yet. I didn't have time. That's why I'm kind of doing my my watch through again to ones I haven't seen in a while, but also I'm getting up to ones that I never got to see. I still haven't seen Big Hero 6. Princess and the Frog, Moana, I actually haven't seen yet. And so I need to get to those. So those are missing, but that's just because I don't have a connection with them yet, and I'm not going to put songs from a movie I haven't seen. That feels not unnatural, but it feels like I'm being fake. Like, oh, look at this movie I've never seen. So once I watch those, I'll totally throw those songs in there. But
ones you like anyway,
right? Listening, yeah. If I'm just listening, the whole thing, if I feel like singing, both Frozen soundtracks. Like, those are my go-tos.
Oh, really?
Because I can hit...
Oh, man, you get along with my daughter.
I can kind of hit the high notes, surprisingly.
Oh, man.
So those are fun to do.
Yeah, you got to... Well, who knows when, but if you ever get on a car ride with us, oh, my God. You want to picture
one of
those
50 families? I'll belt out some Let It Go, no problem.
We're one of those families. We drive down the street. We're all belting out these tunes. All the cars around us are looking at us like we're idiots. You know how that goes.
Mostly
Disney stuff. I roll into my wife works for a supermarket, so I roll up into her supermarket with the windows down, blasting Disney tunes. I get a kick out of it. I think it's hysterical, and I like singing anyway. So, you know, and all these other busybodies are all giving these scowling looks. I said, "Well, have a zippity doo dah day, everybody."
The only time I'd approve of their scowling looks is if someone's kind of disturbing. Like, if no one was doing anything, something's like, okay. Like, there's some people pull into gas stations with their music blaring. It's like, okay, we don't need that now. But, like, they're driving.
Right.
It's like, whatever. You know, we're all on the road. It's noisy anyway with wind.
We have a trip coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going down to Jersey. It's actually next week. And on the way down there, we're probably going to be belting all kinds of Disney and show tunes and who knows what else is on there. I just found some TV tunes I just threw on there from my childhood. That's a good time.
Ooh.
Some cartoon theme songs. Oh, man. I'll tell you. You want to talk about no one better to hang out with than a bunch of geeks. I'll tell you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love it. And as far as Star Wars go, yeah, I've always been a fan of Star Wars as well, of course.
Same.
You know, I have to be honest. I have not seen any of the this. I'm a little slacking, I'll be honest. I'm slacking on the last, what, three movies? Yeah, I didn't see any of the last three movies. I know of them, didn't watch any of them.
You should just watch them, but I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I'll admit, unfortunately, I think that's the weakest of the three trilogies. And that's just because they didn't have a plan. Like, timing was a thing. They kept, like, I think, like, J.J. asked for more time, and executives were like, nope, it's got to come out hitting now. And so they kind of rushed things. And then to have, like, they didn't have a story all the way through all three. And so J.J. wrote something. Ryan Johnson went, nah, I want this. And J.J. went, no, it's this way. So it was this crappy tug of war. And that doesn't really make for good entertainment because it's just like, here, this person, I won't say anything because you haven't seen it, but it's like, here, this person's this way. No, he's this way. No, they're this way. It's like, wait, hold on. And it's just confusing. And they just needed to have a story and stick with it instead of having two directors trying to play tug of war back and forth and starting episode 7, not knowing where they wanted to end episode 9. And so it hurt it. I don't hate it. It's Star Wars. Star Wars is Star Wars. I will always love it. But
sure.
I think they missed their opportunity to make something great.
Right. You know, I'll go as far as saying a lot of people hate on the what we call 1, 2, and 3, which is actually 1, 2, and
the
3,
prequel.
Not, you know, well, I'm the newer ones with, you know, I know, people who don't know Star Wars, it's hard to explain them to them. Well, you're a Star Wars guy. You get what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about four, five, and six. I'm talking about 1, 2, and 3. A lot of people disdain. A lot of people don't like those. I don't mind them. I think there's some things that would have changed here and there, but they're still Star Wars, and it makes sense. You know what I mean? Of course, the originals are, you know, what I always have embedded in me. But, I mean, I don't think there's badness about all of them. I think there's really cool elements here and there throughout all of those original six, because I can only talk about the first six. There's the ones I saw so far. But
now, I do recommend Rogue One and Solo.
Rogue One and Solo. That's the Han Solo movie, right?
Han Solo and then Rogue One takes place right before episode 4.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I might have to check that out. I do plan
on
watching
a
lot of those again. I mean, I feel like I'm one of those also people. It's kind of one of my pet peeves. I can't watch, like, part of a series and not, like, the rest of it. If I know there's other parts, I have to see it. So I know eventually I have to see it regardless. And I'm going to. I just have to find time to sit down and watch it. but I am. I look forward to those. You know, for me, growing up in Star Wars was always a huge thing. And sometimes it got a little redundant as I, you know, got older and they changed certain things and whatnot. And then when the new one, when, you know, 1, 2, and 3 came out, everyone supposedly hated it, but yet it did really well at the box office.
Sure.
You know, to me, that doesn't that doesn't really match up. Because people have, like, the buyer's remorse or whatever, but... You know, all honesty, there's good parts of every movie that is made in general, but especially in the Star Wars movies, even the ones that people aren't overly fond of, like the, you know, 1, 2, and 3, there's really cool little things you got to pay attention to. Like in Clone Wars, Anakin Skywalker just as right after his mother, I think, did his mother die in that one, in Clone Wars? Hopefully not spoiling
Attack of the Clones.
People who haven't seen a movie like 10, 20 years ago. But anyway,
yeah.
I think it was two. But anyway, there was a part of the movie that if you weren't paying it, was it?
Yeah, it was Attack of the Clones is when Schmitz got
I knew it. Yeah. Look at that. I'm good. Well, what I remembered from that, if people didn't pay attention to it, they would have missed it. But as, you know, before that element started and as that was going on, you actually heard the Darth Vader Imperium March playing in the background, which you know he will later in life, he is not there yet. Later in life, he will be the, you know, Lord Vader himself. But I thought that was really cool how they elemented that in there. A lot of people don't like the first one. They disdain Phantom Menace. And
I
don't
love Phantom Menace.
Have any, a lot of people, what's that?
I love Phantom Menace.
I didn't have a problem with Phantom Menace either. So look at that. We have something in common there too. I know a lot of people who are Star Wars enthusiasts who hate that movie. But I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
with it.
I know.
I don't have. And I guess that's just us. But, yeah. So, fun times. But, I don't know. I don't think there's any other Star Wars movies in the plans, but I'm going to have to check out those other ones. But now, the only other thing I wanted to ask you is, you're familiar with the What If series is about to start on the on Disney Plus, correct?
It hasn't started yet, though, has it? I've been waiting for that one.
Oh, no, because my wife's, you know, got it on, you know, watch list. She can't wait for it to come out. She likes a lot of those Marvel TV series things. So far, you know, she's loved the Loki one. She liked the Scarlet Witch there and all the other ones. She loved those ones. But
WandaVision.
But she's looking forward to that one. But that one actually is a comic book series. I know you do read comics too, I'm guessing, right? Or no?
Of course. I haven't in a while because I used to have a collection, but I don't have them anymore.
Yes. Yeah, that. But I don't know. Are you familiar with the original What If series? The comic series?
I never got a chance, but I know about it.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was cool about the What If series is it actually, you know, proposed questions within the Marvel universe, but not always. There was actually a few that actually crossed the barriers. What if certain elements and they, you know, talked about other people that may, because that was like a collaboration thing. Which is interesting that this would be on Disney. But then again, I got to look at what they own versus, you know, whatever else. But the What If series, they had a lot of various what if, you know, what if there was a new Fantastic Four? And that was a popular one. They put together four other random people together. But anyway, that series actually has some potential if they go with the comic series. If it's like that, it should be interesting. I don't know much about it. I don't know if you know much about it.
Like I said, not specific,
series,
but I know what it is. Yeah.
Okay, cool. But I'm hoping it's going to be like the old series because that should be fun. That should be a lot of fun.
I'm definitely excited for that.
I mean, I remember one of the things they did was, what if the Hulk took on the Thing? If the Hulk couldn't be controlled, who in the Marvel Universe can control the Hulk? Back when there was like three different Hulks, which people don't even know about. So what they did is, what if the Thing was to go against them? And there was a three-part, that was actually one of the very first times they had a three-part series in a comic series was the Hulk versus the Thing. And that was a huge thing. My uncle actually had that and left it to me, lucky me. But that was part of that. That started in the What If series. It got so much hype that, look, we have to make this now. They did a three-part series to that. Because so many people wanted to find out what would happen. It was actually the Gray Hulk, in case you're wondering which Hulk it was. But, interesting stuff. But so who's your Marvel character? Actually, let's do it this.
Originally,
who's your Disney character, your Marvel character?
Originally, it was Spider-Man. But then I've slowly been... relating more with Star-Lord.
Because
now they're making Oh yeah. Well, I mean, they're making, like, you know, I love Spider-Man, but he's never, they never give him a chance to grow up because they reboot it. So, like, I become less and less, it's less and less easy for me to connect with a high school student as opposed to when
right.
I was in, you know, high school. So, like,
right.
even though I enjoy the movies, I, as a person, don't really connect with Tom Holland's Spider-Man or Peter Parker, whereas Star-Lord, I do.
Right. Awesome. That's cool. So who's your Disney
who's
character? Who's your Muppet? And who is your Star Wars? We're going down the Rolodex.
Oh.
This is on the spot. So
Disney character is Rapunzel. Disney character is definitely Rapunzel.
Just Pascal?
Ever the optimist. Also Pascal. I do love Pascal. But she's just ever the optimist. And if you ever see, if you ever do, like, I totally recommend, like I said, the animated series, but just, she's just, I don't know, a great character. And ever the optimist, is, even though she's gone through a lot of crap in her life. Muppet. My gut reaction is Fozzie.
Mm-hmm.
Or Gonzo. Probably one of those two.
Now, have you gone back to watch all the Muppets since they've been on there? Or are you not a Muppet guy? Some guys aren't Muppet people.
Not
okay.
I love the Muppets. Not since they've been on there. I haven't gone back yet. But that's
mm-hmm.
one of my it's going to be after I've caught up with all the movies. There's probably other things I'm going to go back and do.
Right.
And then Star Wars is hard. Because I love all the characters. Goodness, that has so many characters.
There is, huh?
Oh, who do I connect with in my favorite Star Wars character? I just thought about this the other day, and I forget who I picked because I love them all. My unconventional answer would absolutely be the Millennium Falcon, because technically that is a character in and of itself.
You mean the ship, the Millennium Falcon?
Correct.
Right?
But that's why it's unconventional,
it's a cool ship,
but I know some people who wouldn't take that. I think this is who it is out of almost everyone, but Hera Syndulla is probably my favorite Star Wars character, if I had to think about it. Do you know who that is?
Is someone from the new series?
Sort of. It's from Rebels, which came out a few years ago. It's a TV show. Rebels came out in 2015, 2016. I can't remember when it started. Cause I never watched it live on air, not live, but I watched it after the fact. When it was like on demand, on like Disney XD or whatever. But Star Wars Rebels, she is the ship captain of the ghost. If you haven't seen Rebels, I definitely recommend that too. But yeah, I'm going with Hera Syndulla as my favorite. What about you? Who's yours?
A lot of people for each of those. Well, for Star Wars, it would have to be.
You know, that's a good one, actually. Star Wars, I'd have to say.
You asked it.
I'd say Han Solo, probably, because he's sarcastic kind of an individual. He has a good heart, and he did some bad things, but he knew that he did some bad things, but he tried to step up, and he, in the end, was a good guy, kind of thing. So Han Solo, I know that's kind of a, probably a lot of people would say that. I like Han Solo, though. I think he's kind of cool. For Muppets, is always Rizzo. I think Rizzo's very often overlooked.
Oh, Rizzo's
I love
great.
Rizzo. I think he's, Rizzo's hysterical. I wish they'd give him his own spinoff. I would watch that. He's
then
just,
you need to go to, you definitely need to go to MGM, well, it was MGM Studios, but Disney Hollywood Studios. He has his own pizza place.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Is it Tony's? Is it called Tony's?
No, it's a restaurant. It's called Rizzo's.
Oh, awesome. Even better. Because I know that he worked at the Tony's in Muppets Take Manhattan, which is my favorite Muppet movie. I like Rizzo. But Disney, I want to say Uncle Remus. I liked Uncle Remus.
Okay.
A lot of people forget about Uncle Remus, and that's really sad.
You know,
I did a lot of research on that movie and a lot of the things I wanted to find out, you know, the back, what it was all about and stuff like that. And the issues people had with it and stuff like that. And the good thing, sort of, not good thing, but is that Disney is contemplating re-releasing it after all. The only reason I know that is because I may or may not have gotten to sample it. I may or may not have. I can't say at liberty, but I may have seen it recently. Let's put it that way. Somehow, some way, I may have seen the actual movie again, courtesy of people who want to make the film again, who like my writing of my film reviews, which I am pretty blunt and honest with my film reviews. Some people like that.
As
some
you
people,
should be.
You know, yeah, some people don't like that. Some people do. But I can tell you, I don't know when the last time you watched it was. Have you ever seen it? Do you remember it?
Years ago.
You familiar
and
with
then
the movie?
I actually, when I was in Tokyo, I actually saw a Japanese VHS copy at a store.
No kidding. Did you get it?
Yeah. No.
You did?
I wouldn't be able to understand
it. Right. Yeah. I get it. You know, I watched it, and I had to watch it like I look at everything else. I subtract myself from anything else. And the way you watch a movie is actually that's how I watch anything. I can't just watch something. I study it. That's just how I've always watched anything, television, wrestling, movies, whatever. I don't watch something. I study it. I critique it as I'm watching it. And I look for things, and I kind of evaluate the characters and whatnot, stuff I've done for a long time. And I did that for this movie. And then I had to watch it again, looking at it the way people are complaining about it. I don't remember the last time I watched this was. I think it's been a long time since anyone has actually watched this movie. And I know that it's on their list. I know they banned it for a while.
Yes.
But, you know, part of that cancel cultural thing, which also Miss Piggy is supposed to be up on that chop block too. But anyway, that's here or there. But what I can say is this, as far as that movie goes, from my point of view, from my thing, I watched it the way I remembered it as a kid, when I watched it when I was six. And I didn't see what everyone else was. I know that probably sounds like I tried looking, trust me. I watched it twice. I looked at it as any other Disney movie from that era, from the time period, from that movies thing. And I know now, looking at what people are saying, and I get that, but certain words are never said. Things are certainly not done. I don't know, that's just me as far as Disney goes. I'm being very particular about a movie that I actually thought was really good. A lot of people don't like it because of the criticism it gets now. But you talked about The Princess and the Frog earlier, and my kids love that movie, by the way. So does my wife and everything else. To me,
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, my kids love it. There's characters in the movie that are all about and everything else. My kids know the words to every song in the movie. I know, I like it too, but for this movie, for this thing, I look at both of those movies in the same kind of an idea, both set in that kind of a time period. They're both kind of set, and they look at the South in different. And that's what the people's hating on it is. It puts the South in a negative light, and it talks about things that are very, not good in that time period, blah, 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 blah. Princess and the Frog talks about voodoo and all these. I don't want to spoil anything for you, because I know you're going to watch it. Sorry, don't mean to do that.
I appreciate
it. But I'm trying not to. But anyway, there's certain elements that are similar in both. I'm not going to go into everything because I won't do that. But that I can say. And my thing is, if they have an issue with that movie from the 70s or the 40s, the 30s when it came out, which was an award-winning movie, by the way, which got stripped of all of its awards for the people who worked on the film. The person who won an Oscar was what is this gentleman? Oh, my goodness. I used to know his name, too. The gentleman who played Uncle Remus won an Oscar for the role and for,
nice.
Delivery and stuff like that and everything else back then. But they stripped all of that away because of the whole other thing here. But anyway, I'm just going to say this. If you get an opportunity to watch it again in a different way because maybe you can see what I'm not seeing maybe. I understand what everyone's talking about, but I don't see it. I see it like any other Disney movie. So there you have that. But
sure.
Did you remember how you said, I talked to you earlier, you were like, I don't know if we could talk that long. But anyway, we got a total 23 minutes left of this show.
I'm a talker.
I know. You know, it's exciting having you on here. And I'm sorry if I keep you longer than you want to be, but it's been a blast talking about Disney and stuff like that. Like I said at the beginning, there's no one who I think knows more Disney stuff or has so much passion for Disney than you. And I give a lot of praise to you for that. I think it's cool that
Thank you.
Is one of those things that is generational. It's something that I loved it when I was a kid. I think I got you by a couple of years. I'm not sure. But you like it as when you were growing up. My kids like it now. It's just generational, you know what I mean? And movies that you watched when you were a kid, when I watched when I was a kid, my kids watch now and they love it. I just introduced my son recently to Herbie, which he never heard about. But he's a big NASCAR fan, my son. So I said, you got to see Herbie. He's like, who's Herbie? I'm like, oh, you know, one of those, oh,
he's
my goodness,
a love
you
bug.
Don't know who Herbie is? Yeah, the love bug. So I had to have him watch that, and of course, you know, because of he likes Disney, he liked that. Plus, one of his favorite movies is Cars. Anyway, Up. By the way, I want to let you know that no one in the house likes Up.
Can't stand that movie.
We all agree with you there. None of us like it, so you're good on that end.
The problem with is everyone always is like, "Oh, Up is a good movie." I'm like, "No, you just like the first 10 minutes."
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just a mess of randomness, and I have ADHD, and that thing was too random for me.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I did like Toy Story. I like Toy Story a lot as far as Pixar goes. My other favorite movie that goes under the radar is The Brave Little Toaster, which I'm very upset that the original Brave Little Toaster isn't on Disney Plus. They have all the sequels, but they don't have the original, and that bothers me.
Yeah,
I
don't
I've
think it's counted as a Disney movie, though.
Is that
why?
That
might be why. Because I believe it was. I don't think it was Disney. I think it was. He used to work for Disney. The same dude that did the. Not Bass and Rankin. Those are the people that did the original Lord of the Rings cartoons. He did Fievel. And Land
Dale.
Before Time.
Aren't those on
that
too?
Was,
no.
Those aren't Disney.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
I could have sworn I saw those on there, though.
Who owns? They might own it now. It might have been that thing where maybe they were bought with Fox. So let me see.
Because I know that they have the other ones on there. I thought when I saw a long while ago, they had Land Before Time and The American Tale and all those ones on there.
Let me check.
I like those movies, too, by the way. But Brave Little Toaster was my favorite because, to me, there's nothing funnier than inanimate objects that have lives. It's just that'll always get me that humor. That's my Muppets kind of thing, I guess.
Brave Little Toaster to the rescue. Brave Little Toaster goes to Mars. Oh, what was his name? A Jewish guy, too, I believe.
It was the guy that did the Peanuts, right?
American. No, that was Charles Schulz. An American.
Yeah, I remember
Tale.
Him.
Don Bluth. Don Bluth. He
oh,
used to work for Disney, and then so that's why the American Tale looks kind of Disney-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But it was he did Secret of Nim, American Tale, Land Before Time, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Anastasia, Titan A.E.
I know all those ones.
Brave Little Toaster.
I love that movie. Have you ever seen that one? You must.
It's not him. I thought it was him. Which one?
You've seen The Brave Little Toaster, though, right?
Oh, of course. Everyone's terrified of the air conditioning.
I love the movie. There's just something about inanimate objects, like in that movie. That's probably why I like Toy Story so much, because, I mean, I was a big action figure guy. I was a big toy guy growing up. And what's funny that having these toys that come to life and have this little world, I thought it was hysterical. That's the little kid in me, I guess. But anyway, we've got about 18 minutes left. So what I usually like to do is leave the last few minutes for you to, you know, tell people how to find you, who you are, what's going on, and give
sure.
you updates or whatever else you want to do for the last few minutes. So I'm going to give you the floor.
Well, thank you. If you guys were at all interested in anything I had to say or ever have Disney questions or whatnot, you can find me on both Instagram and Twitter, and it's at my almost full name with my middle initial, so at Michael B. Estrin, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, B as in boy, and then E-S-T-R-I-N. Feel free to follow me, hit me up, message me, tweet at me, do whatever you want. Right now, what do we have in the pipe? We just finished our video over Okay Thank You and released it, what, has it been 2 weeks now already, or was it last week?
The Muppets was last week, I think.
It was
the Puppet?
Last week. It was originally called Sweet Dreams, but we changed it just because, unfortunately, there were a lot of results for the name Sweet Dreams, so we wanted it to not get lost in the shuffle, so we changed the title on YouTube. But you can find us over at youtube.com/okaythankyou, and that's O-K-A-Y, not just O and K. But as far as me, working a lot, 40 hours a week at Enterprise as well. And I'm working on, I actually just finished the logo for it. I won't release the logo just yet because I don't want to put that out until I have something people can actually watch. But I'm working on my own personal channel, and
awesome.
I'm going to make it Disney-based. So I plan to go to the parks. I want to do kind of a mishmash of all the things people like with Disney YouTube channels. So I do want to have vlogs from, like, the parks, or I always say the parks or property, because, you know, maybe I'm at the Contemporary, that's on property, but it's not in a park. So I kind of say it on property. So vlogs, I want to do history of attractions or rides or stuff like that. I want to do maybe live streams from the parks. I want to do cast member, former, and present interviews. Just whatever I can think of. I don't want it to be just, like, I love Disney food blog, but they only do food stuff. And I like, you know, other things. But, you know, I want to branch out a bit. Or, like, I love Paging Mr. Morrow and Ordinary Adventures, but they only do kind of vlog stuff. They don't really do other. I want to do a mashup of things. And so I'm working on that. Hopefully I'll have one soon. I have someone writing the what I hope to be is the first video, giving me the write-up for it. And then I'm going to go to the park and get the footage that I need for it. So stay tuned for that, I guess.
Are you able to film in Disney?
Well, sorry, go ahead.
Are you able to film in Disney now?
Yes. The thing is, I think for a while you weren't, but then they're realizing that it's pretty much free advertisement for them.
Okay,
they're not
good.
Paying
you
to do it
now, then.
And I'm pretty much
I don't have to yell at my
professor. I'm pretty much telling
that
people
makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Universal, you can't. I was just at Universal, and they make you give up your cell phones. They're like, no filming. And they'll get really angry at you. I'm like, well, damn, all right.
Oh, no kidding. I haven't been there yet. I haven't.
Yeah,
like I said, last
I just
time
went
was
to Universal recently.
Tryout, so. Wow.
But for you and your fans, because we were talking about old school Disney, and this is, like I said, I'm specifically talking to you, too, because I know you like old school Disney. There is a – it's not mine. I have no affiliation with it, but I think they're a great podcast. It's called Retro WDW, and they just about, like, the way things used to be. So they'll really talk and do a deep dive into the history of attractions or even like Disney Springs or rides or stuff like that. And it's I highly recommend them too. They're fantastic.
Awesome.
And I do. I've been speaking to one of them, and I told them, like, obviously I don't have the channel up now, but whenever it is up, I'd love to interview them. And they're like, yeah, absolutely. So that's
awesome.
I have a guest plan, maybe, but I have no plans. So, again, hopefully get that
up. It's a work
soon.
In progress.
Yeah, and that one's just mine. So, like, you know, it's just me. So the thing is with List 25 and with OK Thank You, Tristan edits, but this one's going to be my channel alone, so I do have to learn how to edit. So that's kind of some of the reason for the slow go is I have to teach
now,
myself video.
Now, is Tristan helping with – you know how to do that stuff, or is Tristan going to show you how to do that stuff right now?
He'll help me a
so
little bit.
Yourself.
But like I said, I kind of want this one to be specifically me just because –
No, I like that idea.
You know,
I think
okay,
you're
thank
good.
You. Yeah. Sure. And because I'm the Disney guy out of like all of us. I mean, Robin and his dad love it too. Robin and Matt love it too. But I'm like, you know – and especially Tristan's kind of Disney, but he's not really a theme park guy per se. Like he doesn't go, he likes them. Like, you know, I would go to Universal a few times back in the day, but, not like me where I go multiple times a month.
That's awesome. Now, out of curiosity,
and it's
just
one
just
I want.
I'm curious.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I kind of want a channel where I don't really have to worry about stressing anyone
other
else
people.
Out but myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I completely
like,
understand
I don't want to have to be like, I don't want to get other people caught up in like making sure, oh, it needs to be this. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, and it's like, no, it's me. I'm the one who's stressed. I'm the one who I don't have to worry about anyone else possibly getting stressed or telling anyone what to do or stuff like that, you know?
Right. No, I completely understand that. I mean, for the last, since we've been doing this show, my son and I we've been the only ones doing it because I don't, for one thing, my wrestling background helps me with knowing how to write storylines and the history of wrestling and things of that nature, but also, you know, the different pop culture things are involved as well. But I completely understand what it's like to be able to control the only thing and then, because sometimes when you have more than one person working on a channel or a project, it kind of gets too many chefs in the kitchen kind of a deal.
Yes, it can.
It's good to have that, and it's also good to have like that project separate. It's also good to do your own thing, too, because you know, I don't have to answer anyone to do my show. But I'm, you know, honestly, my show, I usually reach out to people at least and say, hey, listen, this is what I'm going to do, and if there's something that I have, even though sometimes there's some questions I have about people, if you know, different things. Like when I first built you guys, I said, what do you think of this? And I don't – have you even seen your latest models? Have you even seen your latest match? Because I know you're a busy guy. So
I haven't been able to.
I know you have much time to watch your matches.
I haven't been able to recently just because of how busy we've been.
No, I understand. But I just want to let you know, you look great, by the way. I know you lost some weight there. You look great. And you should be proud of that,
thank
too.
Thank you. I'm trying.
And your character reflects that,
yet.
By the way. I don't know if you noticed your character is also lighter. I will. I'll send you the links.
Whenever we get off the phone, send me the link. I definitely need to check it out.
I will. And, you know, but out of curiosity, because you're on YouTube, just a little fun thing. Do you watch other YouTube channels while you're on? And have you ever watched any of the people we feature on our show who you guys have been in matches with?
There was a couple I did when you first started sharing them with us that I definitely checked out, and it's been a while, and I forget some of the first people you had us fight. But yeah, I did.
Do you watch? Do you know who Minty is?
Off the top of my head right now, no.
He's a YouTuber. He's an Australian YouTuber. He usually does top 10 facts about such and such a movie you probably didn't know, kind of a thing. Anyway, he's an Australian YouTuber. He usually does like top 10 things you don't know about movies or whatever, certain movies, usually movies people forgot about.
That's cool.
But anyway, he was actually started around the same time as you guys, even though you guys never actually faced each other. But I was curious.
That might be why I didn't recognize
that
name.
Yeah, well, actually, I shortened his name. On YouTube, it's Minty Comedic Arts. But he is Minty. I just shortened to Minty. That's his channel is Minty Comedic Arts. And he does, like, top 10 things you didn't know about such and such a movie. You know, fun guy. Like all of us, he gets trolled and people like to give him a hard time for, you know, because he's Australian and he says a word wrong or whatever. I'm like, oh, please.
Meh.
So, yeah, so that's fun stuff. I was just curious if you knew a lot of the people who you guys face. And I made the ongoing joke that the reason you were able to do those horror type stuff is because you were able to overcome your fears by defeating the horror connection.
Because exactly
I'm sure you've
why.
Never watched those. You probably never will. What's that?
Exactly why. I do remember, I think those are the ones I remember beating, like, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Was that our main rivals at the beginning?
Very beginning, you guys had a feud with the Father-Son Fist Bump podcast.
Right.
You were also.
Yes, that's the one I really remember. Right. I do.
Yeah, they're Father-Son Fist Bump. By the way, you guys all started around the same time, which is why it was magic to have you guys work together. And I usually pair two of you guys up, and then one guy would be like the single guy, which is how a faction works. And you guys have been destroying all of the factions that have come in. And I said, around holidays, we did one where you had to face the Star Wars crew. I said, Mike's not going to like this. He's going to send Luke Skywalker back, and I think he's going to be upset. But
I would be so torn. It'd be the it'd be like Shawn Michaels apologizing before taking Ric Flair into retirement.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. I mean, a lot of the time, the horror connection, Freddie, Jason, and Michael Myers, who were part of our show way back when. And actually, the fun thing is each of those people are – the actual people who play those people have endorsed us. Actually, I'm going to go see a couple of them in a couple of weeks. But they actually watch our show a lot, and I felt like it's time to retire these guys who've been carrying. We need these new people, these new studs to step up to the plate. So you guys are the faction that took out the Horror Connection, who are like one of our my son and I decided since we've been doing this for as long as we have, we did do a Hall of Fame. And the Horror Connection got put in the Hall of Fame because, thank you, retired them. So,
no, I feel bad now.
No, you should be proud of it. They're happy for us. But, you know, that's a good thing. That means you guys are dominant because no one's been able to beat them in their time being there. And just the ongoing joke was which trio is going to be able to beat them. And for a while, it looked like no one was. So, actually, you have to watch I think I just put it up. Yeah, your last match is up, so you have to watch that one to know what's going to happen in your next matches. Because you were saying with things you guys got coming up, you guys have title defenses coming up probably before the 14th.
I'm confident.
So, yeah, I think you guys will be all right. You guys are facing the social outcasts, so I think you'll be okay.
We win already.
Well, it's Little Sweet. Little Sweet, Clownfish. You and Tristan have to defend the titles against Little Sweet, and it used to be the Noid, but we retired the Noid. He just got fired because he's annoyed. So it's
the
Little Sweet and the Clownfish.
Noid from Domino's?
Haven't you even watched the show? You watched the match. This match, you'll see it. Actually, and sadly, that was his last appearance because Robin broke his arm.
Oh, my God.
No, not in real life, in the storyline.
No, I know, but damn, Robin.
Robin is actually
That's
the United States singles champion. But guess what? So the way it works is you and Tristan right now have the tag team guys. So you and him have to defend now against Little Sweet, and his replacement is Clownfish, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a giant Nemo. And
oh my God.
Robin has to defend against Toxie, the Toxic Avenger, who is the third member of that the other person of the team. Their leader is probably something you never heard of, is Brock Brown, who is that like that, if you watch any of their shows, he's like the Minecraft-looking guy on our show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll tell you. It's fun stuff, but they're part of his, they're kind of his minions, and you guys are, you know, defending each of your titles because they, well, you'll have to watch, but that's the deal.
Sure.
Yeah. But, no, you guys are doing great. It's been an honor having you on. I'm glad you're doing the Disney Channel. I can't wait to check that out. I'll be subscribing and sharing and whatnot.
Thank you.
And
I can't wait to get
the video
out.
I can't wait to watch it. It'll be fun. And send our regards to the rest of OK Thank You, and good luck to you as well. Keep up all the great work. I'm proud of you guys. And it's been an honor
having you
guys. And more than matter of time, so soon enough, I am proud of you guys. You guys are doing good things. You know, making our dreams come true. Anyway, keep up the great work. Proud of you guys. Keep it up. I don't want to keep you any longer than you are. I know you're calling all the way from Florida, right?
Yep. Same time zone, though.
All right, I know, that's awesome. Anyway, keep safe. Hope you guys got that painting I sent like a year ago I never heard about. You never got the painting I sent you? Good. All right.
We did. It's actually right. It's hard to see because right when we do the live streams, if we do it from my office, it's literally right behind me by the TV. So I think my chair blocks it from the camera, but it's on my shelf.
Okay. Because I sent all of you guys a thing a long time ago. I want to make sure you guys got all that stuff because I didn't get any confirmation or not. Okay, good. I'm glad you guys got it.
Yeah, sorry. Everything got... It was hard with my job sometimes because my job would get out after the post office closed. So it'd be like, I'd have to get Tristan or Robin to do it. And sometimes they're on the other side of town from the post office. I'm like, oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So
I completely understand how it works. It works, brother. But anyway, thanks for coming on. Good luck with the Disney stuff. Keep watching.
Thanks for having me.
The force be with you. Some of us will have to come on and update people on your Disney stuff. And we're going to have to maybe play a little trivia next time you come on. What do you think of that?
Ooh, I like trivia. I'm good at trivia.
Maybe a little Mad Libs, too. We'll see. All right.
I miss those. I got to do those more.
No, we'll do a trivia, though. It'll be fun. All right. Mike, thanks a lot for coming on. And, again, what's all I want to find you again?
You can find us on youtube.com/okthankyou or just for me personally, Twitter or Instagram at Michael B. Estrin.
Excellent. Michael, thank you very much for coming on the F World Headquarters. Have a great night. Keep safe and may all your dreams come true, brother. Have a good one.
You as well. Thanks for having me, man. Night.
You too, brother. Take care.